You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Canadian visitors normally start arriving in the islands around this time to escape the cold. Many have timeshare units or have invested in condominiums, which they rent out the rest of the year. We reached out to Michael Cuthbertson to check in on the activity with our snowbirds from Canada now that Canada has been added to our Safe Travels program. Cuthbertson is managing director of Destination Residences, which handles properties on Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island.
The expectations when it was first announced back in mid-November was that we would see an initial burst of early adopters, if you will, who've had pent-up demand and wanting to get back to Hawaii. Unfortunately, I think that coincided with the continued case spikes on the mainland and some adjustments to the travel rules that happened. And we haven't necessarily seen the initial burst for sort of immediate business coming out here to Hawaii. But what we have seen is what I like to call the conservative loyalists who are making plans in the future. You know, they're looking into March, April, May next year and already starting to set their plans for that time frame, probably allowing themselves some time for the vaccine to roll out and get a little bit more confident with the complete travel opportunity to come out to Hawaii.
And your client is the larger share of it, generally the snowbirds that come and rent condos, they timeshare owners?
Ours are a combination of condominium owners as well as condominium rental guests. And typically in the first quarter of the year, the snowbird quarter, when everybody comes out and escapes the cold in Canada, we do about 25% of our business comes from Canada, which is very significant, especially here on Maui. And of that, about 30% are our owners who are coming out to return to their condominiums, and 70% of that are paying guests who are coming out and visiting more on a transient basis.
So when you say that you've got the loyal group that is still interested in coming, are you seeing more of the owners coming?
That loyal group really starts with the owners. The one thing that we haven't seen a decrease in is our owner occupancy. These are people who invested into Hawaii many years ago. They've owned condos here for a long time, and it's a part of their life. It's a part of their lifestyle. And so they're braving the elements and the travel challenges to get out here and absolutely loving it. And they're keeping their plans going through the winter. Where we have seen the impact is more the transient condominium rental guest who is on pause a little bit, but still very interested.
The folks that normally come here, I mean, what's their length of stay?
Typically in our condominiums, the folks that are coming here staying between 7 and 14 days. Our Canadian visitor stays around an average of 11 days. So they're coming out for longer periods of time. Our owners are generally coming out for longer periods of time, anywhere between 3 and 12 weeks. Some of them will come out for the entire winter. And in fact, we had a lot of them who flew out even as early as October when the state of Hawaii first reopened with the Safe Travels program. We had a number of owners come out at that time, even though the formal bubble with Canada was not in place. And they've been here ever since.
And what can you share about the lift coming out of Canada?
The lift is improving significantly. Air Canada, as well as WestJet, have ramped up their flights, most notably coming into Maui, which I think will be a huge benefit for us here. And I believe that started really in haste midweek this week, and we have some new flights coming in on Saturday that are expected to continue through the first quarter of the year and improve that access.
Have you seen any properties getting flipped or getting put on the market because folks have just changed their mind about coming over here?
There have been an increase in resales and listings in some buildings. It's very dependent on the building and some of the locations. For the most part, we've seen people remain committed. But I believe that just simply because of the sheer economic devastation that's happened, we're seeing more so a listing of condominiums for sale that are because of economic reasons and not because people want to or are pulling away from Hawaii. They still see Hawaii as a safe haven, and it's something that I think has been critical from Governor Ige on down to the mayors since the beginning, that maintaining Hawaii as a safe place to come to is absolutely vital. And I believe that our homeowners and our guests still have a very strong conviction that Hawaii is that safe haven.
Can you share anything about the Japan market?
We have a number of properties in Mauna Lani, and we're very close to the Japanese market, probably more so on that island than we are on other islands. And it was great to see the opening. We work with a lot of travel partners in Japan, and I know there was a lot of excitement. It's been very incremental in its boost to the Japanese tourism. And we didn't expect a whole lot out of that to begin with, given, again, kind of case rises that are happening in Japan, their own restrictions within the country, their own emergency rules. I think there's still some conservatism about traveling, but what we haven't seen at all is a diminishing interest. It's more so just a delay. And I think we're looking forward to a fantastic opportunity as we see the vaccine roll out more on a global scale and continued safety measures that as we move into the back half of next year and summer 2021 into fall, we should see a completely different light shed on these programs that are beginning today.
What are the expectations for Golden Week, you know, when you normally see a lot of travelers from Japan come over here?
I think they're pretty tempered this year from what I'm hearing around is not super high expectation. Again, just sort of time and place context is not necessarily allowing that to flourish like it has in the past. Even Ironman over on the Big Island, yeah, some of these major events that would normally be draws of a different kind, you know, it's not your typical tourist draw. It was fantastic to see the startup of the World Surf League again with Pipe Masters and the Roxy Pro up in Honolulu starting to get the energy back around, but again, very, very limited in what they're attracting or what they're even allowed to attract due to social distancing guidelines at this stage. I think the biggest thing with when we talk about the Canadian market right now is that the country of Canada still has a significant set of emergency rules. And while we're making it easier and more fluid to come to Hawaii, there's still some issues of travelers returning back to Canada, and I think that's dampening some spirit and some desire to travel. So again, I think those will go hand in hand to loosening up. We just sent out the first pitch in a 9-inning game. I'm absolutely convinced we're going to win at the end of the 9-inning game, and tourism will return, and we will see that light come really to fruition through the second quarter of next year into the latter half of next year. But right now, I think we're settling through a lot of activity with the overall pandemic between the emergency rules that are out and the distribution of the vaccine. We're just starting, and we're very positive and super excited from what we're hearing from our owners and guests about the future. It just may take another couple months to really pull that to fruition. Luxury market is doing very well everywhere right now. We definitely are seeing those with disposable incomes and flexible travel schedules that they can pick up. We're certainly seeing a very good interest at that higher end. And in fact, we have a number of people who have booked and come out to stay with us for, I think last week we booked an 84-night stay, 107-night stay. We had 140-night stay. So there's a lot of people who are actually coming out and escaping where they're at and living in paradise for a little while.
That was Michael Cuthbertson, who is the managing director of Destination Residences, which handles vacation properties across the state. We talked to him Friday afternoon. He was talking about the influx of Canadians under the Safe Travels program that started last week.